Suggested intro, when we're in bright light, photoreceptor cells in our eyes, called cone cells, allow us to see. They also help us adapt to sudden loss of light. Now, vision scientists at Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis have learned a bit more about how those cells are able to quickly adapt both to bright light and to low light. Jim Dryden has the story in 3, 2, 1. Earlier this year, working in salamander eyes, this team of scientists demonstrated that a visual pathway in the retina allowed cone cells to function in bright light and to adapt to darkness. The other type of photoreceptors, called rod cells, can't function in bright light, and they adapt to darkness much more slowly. First, light-sensing molecules bind together to make up visual pigments. Then, when the retina is exposed to light, cone cells release those photopigments, and before the cells can function again, the pigments must be rebuilt or recycled. Vision scientists have long known that pigment molecules in a part of the eye called the retinal pigment epithelium can help cone cells reload with photopigments, but that's a relatively slow process. In the salamander, Washington University researcher Vladimir Kefalov and colleagues had found that the cones also could get pigment from cells in the retina itself, called Müller cells, without having to rely on the slower pathway through the pigment epithelium.
We discovered that indeed if we take an isolated salamander retina and expose it to very bright light, in rods the visual pigment will remain destroyed and will never regenerate in the absence of pigment epithelium, whereas in cones the visual pigment eventually will regenerate. And we later on showed that glial cells in the retina called Müller cells are a key component of this pathway.
Now they've found that cones in mice, primates, and humans can do the same thing.
Indeed, the mouse and later on the primate and human retina are also able to drive a cone dark adaptation independently of the pigment epithelium, indicating that this pathway is indeed present and functional in higher mammals, including humans.
Kefalov says the newly identified pathway involving Müller cells in the retina speeds up the process considerably and explains why cones, but not rod cells, can function as they do. And just to ensure that the pathway was in fact running through those Müller cells, Kefalov's laboratory did an experiment where those cells were selectively disabled.
We performed again experiments in mouse, and what we found was that when we inhibited the function of the Müller cells, we saw a significant reduction in the range of light intensities over which cones are able to function, presumably by regenerating in our visual pigment, so that the cones can remain functional even in very bright light, which destroys their pigment at a very high rate.
Kefalov says understanding how this pathway works and confirming that it operates in humans could have implications in understanding eye diseases such as age-related macular degeneration.
Age-related macular degeneration could also be modulated perhaps by this pathway. Presumably deficiencies in this pathway will affect selectively the cones as well. And it's possible that over time this will result in degeneration of our cone photoreceptors. One classic example of this would be age-related macular degeneration.
Kefalov reports his findings in the journal Current Biology. I'm Jim Dryden.